You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Let's talk about the art of listening. Years ago, when I was first starting out in my career, my office was beside that of one of the company's vice presidents. His name? Brian Smith. His forte? Strategic planning. His hobby? Farming. Animals. And every day when he came to the office, he had dung, he had shit on his boots. And some days, it was very aromatic. All day long. Yuck. Now, why am I telling you some ancient history about shit on the boots and a guy I knew? Because Brian had an expression that he used with every single person who came into his office. How can I help you today? He always said it cheerfully to the president, to the admin staff, and to every single person in between. Very cheerfully, no matter how bad his day was. How can I help you? And then he sat back and he listened. I watched Brian carefully because I was 23. I was intrigued at how this fellow made friends so easily, how nobody ever spoke badly about him. In fact, every week it seemed, someone was always bringing him a treat, and I was nosy to learn his secrets. One day I got up enough nerve to ask him, he was 35 years my senior at the time, "Why do you say, how can I help you all the time?" "Well, because that's what I do," he said with a grin. "When someone comes to see me, I want to put them at ease and show them I am interested in them. So I ask, how can I help you, so they know they are important to me?" "But not everybody is important to you, sir," I said. "I mean, let's be honest, only the president and your fellow vice presidents are important." "Not true, young lady," he said. "Everybody is important to me. Rank, seniority, race, gender, age does not dictate importance. What I can do for others dictates what is important to me because it will always come back to me." Now, fellow badassers, I gotta tell you, at 23, I did not understand this concept particularly well, but I decided that if it worked for him, it might work for me. So I started saying, "Hello, how can I help you?" It felt odd, but eventually, with practice, it became my new normal. Later, as a boss and a leader, I developed a reputation for owning an amusing routine. If anyone came to my office wanting to discuss something, apparently what I did was smile and say, "And how can I help you?" Then I took my glasses off, put them on the desk, folded my hands, and proceeded to listen to them. The reason I say this was amusing is because over the years, as my various teams in various organizations worked with me, this routine became a major point of teasing. It was my tell, if you will, that they would get complete and undivided attention to whatever they were saying. My teams always teased me because apparently nobody else listened the way I did. Today we all seem to have a cell phone permanently attached to our body, a million things on our to-do list, and we're struggling with all the tugging at our attention. So let me ask you an uncomfortable question. against that backdrop, how good a listener are you? Do you give 100% of your attention to the person in front of you? Or do you kind of pay attention while you surf your phone? During a meeting, have you mastered the skill of surreptitiously glancing at your phone to stay up to date while kind of listening to the person talking? Do you ever find yourself during your day saying, hey, excuse me, gotta take this, it's about such and such, and immediately divert your attention to that damn cell phone? And do you ever have instances where people fail to deliver on what you asked because maybe you or they didn't pay close enough attention? Come on, be honest. I know you have. The art of listening is something great leaders master early. And as a result of that mastery, people understand exactly what is required and always deliver. There are no surprises or last-minute emergencies because contingencies and alternatives have already been explored in advance. And things move smoothly instead of awkwardly lurching from side to side. Let me repeat something. Business is personal. Personal means people. People, not data, not tech, people. And the number one thing that every single people you know today wants is to be acknowledged. I think given the way that the business world has churned, acknowledging people with deep listening is a skill that just won't go out of style. Let me give you 5 suggestions for improving your own listening performance. Number 1, take yourself entirely out of the equation and focus on the other person. I gotta tell you, this is not easy to do, especially when you're preoccupied or really mad or hurt or angry or just impatient or even bored. The art of listening begins with allowing the other person time to dump, vent, question, story, or pick whatever verb you like, their side of the problem. And even if you must bite your tongue, do it. You are not important to the discussion because it starts with you understanding the other person. And so many people today have trouble opening up and sharing their opinions or experiences because doing so leaves them vulnerable. And your job as a leader in listening is to honor that person by creating a feeling and a space of acceptance and not judgment. Phew, that was one biggie, wasn't it? 2, do you set the ground rules for an effectively run meeting or a discussion? What I mean is, do you allow or ban all cell phones for the 15 minutes, the 30 minutes, or the 60 minutes that you are with the other person or persons? Do you allow free-flowing interruptions or just one person at a time to have the floor? Do you set time limits on how long or how many times people are given the chance to contribute their points of view? Why not? And while we're on it, do you yourself follow the ground rules that you yourself set? And if you tell me no, because you're the boss, what you're really telling me is that what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. And to that I say, why the hell not? The 3rd suggestion. Do you ask questions to understand better, or do you ask questions to simply reply? A nasty habit of too many these days is to just get one's opinions on the table. And regardless of whether those opinions are based on fact or lie, if you become so focused on justifying your own opinions, you completely miss the other person's side. Even if you disagree with it, it is just as valuable as yours. What you want to do is steer the conversation to the topic, not to the opinion, to the topic. Number 4, when the speaker gets to the end of their point, interact with them so they know you heard them. Here are 2 easy ways to interact. Number 1, rephrase for them the main point you heard and repeat it back to me. So in point number three, Char, you're saying that I should be listening to understand and keep my opinions to myself unless I'm asked. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. The second way to interact is when you are unclear at a point that they're making in the discussion, or it's just leaving you kind of empty, ask them to tell you more about the issue. And if you're still not sure, follow the 5-why process. Simply ask them, why is that? Allow them to answer. Why is that? Let them answer. Why would that happen? Why is that? Let them answer and constantly rephrase with something that begins with why. Why do you think that? Why would you do that way? Why would that happen? If you do this up to 5 consecutive times, you will get to the root or the nub of the real issue. My 5th and last point is stop trying to fix everything. A common mistake people make is to be too quick to try to solve the other person's problem instead of just listening to them. The fact is, most people are not looking for a critique of their situation or an analysis of their options. They just want someone to empathize, to see things from their perspective. And when someone opens up to you, avoid offering advice unless they ask for it. In most cases, he or she is looking for someone to listen and understand. So try to be the person who listens to understand. No, fellow badass, I am not going to lie to you. This style of listening takes a big chunk of your time and a big chunk of your day, often when you really don't want it to or have time to do so. But consider this. The time to refix situations that get out of control far outweigh the initial investment you make up front. And over time, as your people trust you and learn with you, the benefits you reap from the soft skill of active listening and putting in and then following structures will come back to you at least 10 times, if not 100 times. Great listening requires patience, awareness, focus, and commitment. But most of all, it requires us to set aside our own agenda. Great leaders wisely set aside their own personal agenda because they know they can accomplish so much more with we. And that is what my hobby farmer friend Brian Smith was trying to tell me so many years ago. You know, just like I do, anything is possible. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.